Chapter 18. Epilogue. So ends the story of the strange and evil experiment of the Invisible Man. If you want to learn more about him, you must go to the Invisible Man Inn near Port Stowe. Talk to the landlord. He is a wealthy innkeeper who no longer wears rags or uses twine to keep his jacket fastened. If you eat and drink with him, he'll entertain you with stories of his time spent with the Invisible Man. He will laugh as he tells you how he tricked the lawyers who tried to take the money that was found on him in jail. They couldn't prove whose money it was. I am blessed. If you want to see him squirm and stop talking, mention the 3 notebooks. The notebooks he swears he never had. But on Sundays, each and every Sunday, when no one is looking, he locks himself into his study and unlocks the bottom desk drawer. He takes out 3 leather-bound notebooks and places them on the middle of his desk. He sits, gloating over the books for a bit. Then he opens one and starts to work on decoding the strange symbols. When his eyes hurt, he closes the book and smiles. Wonderful secrets. Wonderful, wonderful secrets. Then he sighs and thinks, if only I could unlock these secrets, I wouldn't do what he did. And he thinks of all the possibilities. No one knows these books are here. No one will ever know. No one will ever know until the innkeeper, Thomas Marvel, dies.